Hi, everyone. Paradoxically, sometimes the things we consider important signs of status are really quite unimportant. At the same time, the same thing is true vice versa. Take life in the Beis HaMikdash, for instance. What would you say was the most desired daily job of the Kohanim? I mean, I'm talking about the one that they would really fight for the right to do. Bringing the daily tamid, having a person who was tamei before become tohor, or helping the repentant do tshuva, perhaps? Those seem pretty important. Maybe it was the opportunity to bless the people or change the lechem aponim on the shulchan. Again, important, but not the most desired. In fact, the most desired job in the Beis HaMikdash, the one that got people up extra early to be ready, to even be considered for, was Trumas HaDeshen, taking out the ashes from yesterday's karbanos at the start of the Beis HaMikdash day. That's right, the Kohanim got up extra early to have a chance to take out the trash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they needed to institute a special lottery just to get people to stop fighting to get that job. Prior to that, they had had races up the Mikdash ramp so that the winner would get the job. That is, until, of course, someone pushed his fellow Kohen off the side. And the Kohanim realized that the races were too intense and the stakes too high to prevent accidents. So exciting was the chance to take out the garbage. And to think how lovely it is that my kids bestow that honor on me each every Monday and Thursday morning. But really, why is Trumas HaDeshen so important? What are we supposed to learn from it? You know, recently I had the chance to listen to an old talk from a man named Mike Rowe. Mike hosted an old TV show called Dirty Jobs. And I guess that made him an expert on our issue with Trumas HaDeshen. I mean, basically, his theme for his show was that he would study and apprentice at certain glorious jobs like roadkill picker-upper and sewage cleaner and learn about the lives of the people who engage in these great jobs. Surprisingly, though, Rowe discovered that people with supposedly dirty jobs might be happier than we think. How? I think the story of Trumas HaDeshen offers us at least three different directions. First of all, when what we do, whatever we do, if our hearts are in it, then we'll do it and do it successfully and happily. Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshiska explains that this was the case in the Mikdash, where the Kohanim represented their people in their day-to-day activities as well. And in order to represent the people, you need to symbolically do as they do. And so it's the Kohen who does the seemingly mundane act of taking out the garbage demonstrates that there's meaning and purpose, even Kedusha, in this simple act, and it can be quite holy as well. And hence lesson number one from Trumas HaDeshen, find the Kedusha even in the most mundane. That actually can be most valuable. Additionally, Rav Shamsham Rafael Hirsch explains that Trumas HaDeshen also teaches us that when we start a day anew, we need to link it to yesterday. The combination of the two perspectives, Rav Hirsch notes, allows building without destruction. Rabbi Nachum Penner, the executive vice president of the Rabbinical Council of America, recently mentioned that there's an exciting sense of renewal when one realizes that today's tefillah and avodah service to Hashem begins exactly where yesterday's ended. In other words, when we begin davening shachris of today, we start with the karbanos and the recitation of Trumas HaDeshen yesterday, linking the moment that we're in now to the bigger steps that got us here up to this point. And so hence lesson number two from Trumas HaDeshen is link every day to the lessons of yesterday. That link can be emboldening and powerful, inspiring to make a better today for a strong tomorrow based on a strong yesterday. But Rav Yosef Blau Mashgiach Ruchni of YU added a third lesson as well. You see, Rabbi Blau explained that Trumas HaDeshen teaches us that without getting involved in the hard work, the work that sometimes gets us dirty, we cannot play a proper role in Kedusha. In other words, Kedusha is not always a given in life. There are a lot of different life experiences that seem devoid of Kedusha. But man's job is to uncover, to savor, and to utilize Kedusha to make himself and his life one whose essence is Kedusha-centric. And sometimes you might get dirty in the process, and sometimes you have to take that step and realize to be an Ish Kadosh, sometimes you have to get dirty. Trumas HaDeshen teaches us not only not to worry about it, we're to relish it and use the hard work as part of that service that we offer to Hashem. all three lessons, that of finding Kedusha today, as we link to yesterday, and are proud of our role in our Kedusha mission, and not being afraid to get dirty if the mission warrants it, are especially important at this point in the Jewish calendar as we prepare for the upcoming Chodesh HaGeula, the month of redemption, and the holiday of Pesach. And so as we begin the cleaning process, and I'm sorry for bringing it up if it scares you, we can turn ourselves on in the process. Whether we own the precepts, we will relish the, when we own the precepts, we will relish the majesty of the Seder night and the Pesach thereafter. And in those moments, we'll merit the bracha that Chazal tell us, B'nisan nigalo, in the past, we were redeemed in the month of Nisan. B'nisan asidin li ga'el, we will also once again get a chance to achieve Geula as well. Wishing you and yours a Shabbat Shalom, a Chodesh HaGeula Sameach v'Karov, and wishing all a Shabbat Shalom too.